You're listening to High Society Radio. We're in best of this week. You could say we're on holiday, which is why I'm playing Holiday Song by the Pixies. It's all Italian. We are best of this week. We could not all come together to record a new show. And that is for High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. We will be on our Twitter account, though. That's at HS Radio Show, at HS Radio Show on Twitter for any updates. But I'm here, Chris Pepperhicks Stanley, to just record a special message for our listeners on the More Like Radio Network and straight off our website on iTunes, newtrashcity.com and High Society Radio on iTunes. Actually, we have to give a big thank you to Ken, our buddy Ken, who hooked us up and fixed our iTunes. Before last week, if you searched High Society Radio, it didn't come up in iTunes. We were listed as under New Trash City, which is the name of our website. So Ken helped us out big time. And we owe a big, fat thank you to Ken for covering our asses and fixing something that's been broken for years. So Ken, thank you so much for hooking us up and helping us figure out the internet's something at times we're really terrible at. A few other thank yous to be thrown out before this best of. And you know, you're going to get thanked next week, too. But it's good people at Patreon and our Patreon supporters. People like Reuter. People like Chris. There's a Matt there. Finn McCool. We talked about him last week. Go Pack Joe. Our boy, Delco Trash. Pam Bird. Stephen Parker. All you guys are helping us out big time with our Patreon account. So if you can go to our Patreon account through our Twitter, so you just go to twitter.com/HS Radio Show. That's right. HS Radio Show is our Twitter account. If we get up to $500, we're throwing a dollar pizza party. This might sound crazy to most people, but you will get dollar slices. Show up, you get a dollar slice. That's if our Patreon account gets up to $500. That's just one of our many goals. So go to our Twitter account and check out the Patreon. That's at HS Radio Show on Twitter. So the thing is, we're in best of this week. Don't worry, it's going to be a good best of. It's this best of I picked out and that we'll be playing is from, Jesus, over 2 years ago, from the good old year of 2012. It's a fine, fine podcast vintage. I don't think podcasts have vintages. You can't drink them, you just listen to them. So that last statement was nonsense and bullshit talk. That's neither here nor there. Again, I'm Chris Pepperick Stanley. High Society Radio is in best of this week. Sorry, people at morelikeradio.com. I feel bad about it, but just get off my back for 5 goddamn days. Because I know this constant is, Chris, where's the new show? Chris, where's the new show? Well, here it is. This first 5 minutes or so, there you go. Brand new show. Why are you so pissed off? And then you get a show that the people at More Like Radio never even got to listen to. So all you morelikeradio.com listeners, this is brand new stuff. Trust me, I wouldn't lie to you. So in a little bit, you'll be listening to the best of High Society Radio. And trust me, it's going to be a treat. And again, thank you to everyone who's supporting us on Patreon. Thank you so much. You are our lifeblood. If you don't know what Patreon is, go to our Twitter account and look at HS Radio Show right there at the top of the Twitter account. Or I guess now the Twitter's changes on the left-hand side. There's the link to Patreon, our personal Patreon page. And you'll see all sorts of great incentives as to why you should donate to the High Society Radio. To three men who are living rudderless, weird lives. That's all there on the Patreon account. Again, through our Twitter, at HS Radio Show. And again, we have a Reddit subreddit, reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. But coming up next, vintage, classic, gold stuff. For me, Chris from Brooklyn and Bronx Johnny. Coming up next is the best of High Society Radio.
If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this'll be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
Yeah, it's High Society Radio, NewTrashCity.com, iTunes, High Society Radio on Trash City on iTunes.
Yeah, you gotta search New Trash City.
New Trash City on iTunes.
And supposedly we did something right for once, because it's when you type in High Society Radio, like 10 shows come up.
Yeah, it just pops up. It's real fast.
So by doing something by accident, it worked out.
Good, perfect. Everything's gonna work out and everything's gonna be great. And we're never gonna have any problems ever again. Right, guys?
I don't believe that.
All right. Okay. I'm Pepper Hicks. To my right.
Bronx Johnny.
Johnny's right.
Chris from Brooklyn.
That's right. That's all of us. That's all three of us talking God knows what to who knows who. Johnny, what?
Why, a little gassy.
So shitty bacon, yeah? Son. Shitty fucking bacon.
Again? Why do you guys keep going to that diner?
It's supposedly Hicks, when we go there, it's our fucking spot. And because it's our spot, every time I make my order, Hicks likes to interject. Oh, no, he doesn't want pancakes. He wants French toast.
I know what Johnny likes.
It's true. You
yeah,
do.
So I like an asshole. He made me change my fucking order. Got picked pancakes.
Well, last time you got pancakes there, I had to hear how shitty the pancakes were for 6 hours.
And then
he vomited. Yeah, he vomited. He had diarrhea the rest of the night. You're just going back for more.
To be fair, I think it might have been the bacon. And one of the French toast was also shitty.
Bacon can't do that. It's cured meat, I mean.
Nah, it's hard. That shit was bad. It had no fat on it or nothing. It was dried out fucking bacon.
I got food poisoning from bacon, egg, and cheese once, but I guess it could have been the egg, too. That was bad. I don't know.
Yeah, it was likely the egg. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, but I still order fruit from that same diner.
Fruit?
Probably shouldn't.
Wait, food. You got food poisoning from a bacon, egg, and cheese from that diner?
No, from a different diner in my neighborhood.
I only got food poisoning once from an undercooked sausage roll. It was bad.
Had eggs in it?
No. It was just the sausage was undercooked.
Poop and vomit for a long time.
Yeah, I was not.
You ever had the one
until
where
it hurts. And then nothing comes out except even when...
Except hurt. That's all that comes out.
Then there's no more water left in you.
You ever had the perfect storm of shit and vomit at the same time?
Yeah, of course.
That's not fun at all.
I actually never had the pleasure.
Congratulations.
Wow. Good for you.
People have vomited in my bathtub while passed out shitting on my toilet.
Oh, shit.
It's been bad news.
God damn.
That's dirty.
Yeah, it's not good.
That's hard shit.
I don't like this. Okay. So, the New York Post is a newspaper that I enjoy reading from time to time.
Okay.
I thought you started boycotting it after it went up from a quarter, because you used to say, this is exactly a quarter's worth of entertainment. That's what you used to say, and that's how you justified reading the Post for years.
Well, now it's 75 cents, and I still buy it every day. And you know why? It's just because I like it. I like reading the Post. Okay.
It's 75 cents for the fucking Post?
75 cents now.
It's 20 pages.
That's what I'm saying. It's thin as fuck.
Yeah, it went up like a year ago, 75 cent.
I get my shit online.
Oh, look at you. You just go online. You go on your Bing.com.
Yeah, you Bing that shit up. It pops right the fuck up.
You learn about stuff. You read your page 6.
and everything's great. I read today in page six that all the other Victoria's Secret models are married to Kate Upton because she's the new hot shit.
She's fucking smoking hot.
Oh, man, that Arby's commercial. Fucking crank that bad boy out, bitch.
She's an attractive young lady.
Never seen a bitch eat a sandwich so good, son.
And all of the other models treat her meanly.
Even Adriana Lima? I don't think so.
Because she seems so nice. She's the new hot girl.
I don't even know
who
that is.
She's the smoking hot Brazilian one with the blue. Oh, man, she's hot.
She's cute.
Yeah, she's...
I know Chrissy Teigen. That's her friend, supposedly. Done.
I don't even know if Adriana Lima still does the stuff for Victoria's Secret. She'd be, like, almost 30 now.
Why wouldn't she?
They probably threw her in an incinerator by now.
Yeah, the fucking... the Angels really hate her, too. They were saying she's not... Just because she's a model, she can't be a Victoria's Secret model. So, there you go. It's a little catty fucking world
we
live in.
Is she even a Victoria's Secret model?
She's not.
No.
That's why they say she can't ever be.
It wasn't Victoria's Secret.
Swimsuit models hate her.
It was...
No, she is a swimsuit model.
No, but the other, that's what I'm saying.
Sports Illustrated. It was the Sports Illustrated broads.
The other ones.
Someone Victoria's Secret, whatever. So everyone hates her.
I don't.
You don't, Johnny?
I don't hate her.
Okay, good. All right. Well, that's neither here nor there. So there was an article, let's see, this past Sunday. Yeah, this past Sunday in the New York Post, in the Weekend edition. It reads... A warning to a new generation of women. Don't let Sex in the City ruin your life. Now, what's this mean? Sex in the City hasn't been on for years.
It means she got herpes from being a promiscuous whore.
Possibly.
And now nobody wants her.
Sex in the City is coming back. They're having a prequel.
Carrie
Bradshaw moving into the city for the first time.
Who's going to play Carrie Bradshaw?
I don't know, some young
Kate
girl.
Upton?
I don't know. I doubt
no
it.
No way.
I doubt it, Chris.
I'd watch that.
I would, too.
I'm sure everyone would watch it. Mm. All right, so, and now this woman who wrote this article, it's two women, Julia Price and Julia Allison.
Yep.
They've written this thing saying that Sex and the City is going to ruin your life because that's why they moved to New York. Because they watched a TV show and thought their life would be like the broads on Sex and the City.
It was still real to them, I guess.
They were 22 years old and somehow were able to just get up and move to New York City, Manhattan.
That's daddy's money right there.
They didn't move to Queens or Brooklyn or Staten Island. They moved to Manhattan at 22 years old, straight out of college.
Yep.
Let's see. And they go on to bitch... Here's what she bitches about, saying that some women might not be, you know, there might be a reality check for moving to New York.
Yeah, I mean, there will be if you only watch TV.
Rent control apartments is tough to find, all that extra shit.
Rent control apartments like Carrie's are hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to use your Prada stilettos to kill the cockroaches.
Humor.
Because you might have a four-story walk-up. That guy from J.P. Morgan you're dating... He'll replace you with a younger model.
Mm.
That living in New York City, you might max out your credit cards on drinking, cabs, and clothing. What else? What else is her list?
It sounds like she's blaming New York City for life.
That you'll never have friends to get together every week for brunch.
I have friends that try to get me to go to brunch every week, and I tell them that brunch is gay.
Maybe nobody wants to be a friend because she lives in fucking make-believe world and shit.
Yeah, that's why nobody wants to be her friend because she's like, I'm just like Carrie from Sex and the City. And people are like, yeah, we didn't give a fuck 8 years ago.
Yeah, she was like, oh, I can't make my rent, but let's go buy some Prada shoes.
Yeah.
Cunt.
I don't know if she's a cunt, Johnny. That's a bit harsh.
Yeah, it's certainly.
Fucking pretending, son. You don't pretend. It's like a dude going to Miami after watching Scarface and trying to live that shit up. Don't make no sense.
Okay.
Living the dream.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so when they moved to 22, and this is her words that she wrote in this New York Post article. Both of us moved to New York City at age 22. And trust me, we were so Carrie Bradshaw.
What does that mean? Because I have seen some of this show because I have dated women. But what does that even mean?
It means that they are, I don't know, young professional women who...
They both wanted to get paid for writing about getting dicked down, and they wanted a cheap apartment?
Basically. We had all the energy in the world to network, hustle, apartment search on Craigslist again, again, again.
Man, it does take a lot of energy, Craigslist.
And of course, there's dating. The patience to go out with guys who brag about getting a table next to John Mayer or Pink Elephant and expensing their $1,000 liquor tab on their JP Morgan accounts. Hey, it was 2006.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, maybe they should be dating people that aren't cocksuckers. Like, I mean, seriously, Johnny would have fucked those broads.
I would have. Gunned it right down.
He certainly wouldn't have bragged about getting a table next to John Mayer at Pink Elephant because he doesn't know what any of those things are.
I've been to Pink Elephant before, asshole.
The parties were fabulous, and walking up to the entrance of the hottest club to find the velvet rope pulled back as soon as the bouncer's facial recognition associated you as an important person, well, that was power.
Wait, is she talking about fucking Sex in the City living or Goodfellas?
And feeling special in a city of 8 million people is pretty badass.
Sex in the City is the female Goodfellas.
She's not special. She was dating older rich dudes who paid to get into whatever club they wanted to go into.
I don't know about older dudes. If they know who John Mayer is, you're hanging at the Pink Elephant.
No, she references just dating 35, 40-year-olds.
Oh, all right. Well, fuck you then.
Yeah, she was 22 and dating 40-year-olds. What did she think she was? If you're a 22-year-old girl and you make no money and you're dating somebody who's 40, like, why do you think you're there?
This is like those goddamn...
Hoes looking for sugar daddies.
Yeah, it's like
those
sugar daddy websites. Yeah. But, you know, one of these women wants to be a singer and the other is somewhat internet famous. I think Julie Allison wrote for Co-Ed Magazine and she wrote for maybe FHM, one of those things.
So basically, neither of them really have any skills.
Not at all.
Writing on the internet.
For FHM is not a...
and wanting to be a singer is neither of those things are particularly marketable skills. And being a 22-year-old cute piece of ass in New York City is nothing special. So they brought nothing to the table, got nothing back, and now blame New York City or Sex in the City? I don't understand.
New York City is fucking exhausting. Sounds obvious. But we wonder how many women who moved here in the last 15 years learned that lesson the hard way.
Mm.
Who have ended their sex fantasy not in syndication, but one step away from the sanatorium.
Because they were unconscious in the hospital.
I get it.
Probably more than one would care to admit.
I thought you were talking about ass froth.
I thought it was about rape.
That's what she was talking about. Somebody's fucking her in the ass. She had that Santorum on it.
Women are devoid of any sort of moral or cultural, I don't want to say fiber, but just anything redeeming a human being might have.
You would think that if they were 22.
Like, they're literally just shells of human beings who have way too much money to just get up and move from straight out of college to New York City because they watched a TV show. Look, I watched Entourage for the first 3 seasons.
Yeah.
Me, Chris, and Johnny aren't going out to goddamn Hollywood to try to live the fucking life of fucking Aquaman.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not Finny Chase, neither I am anyone else I'm with, even though I am from Queens.
Yeah.
You are Queens Boulevard.
I said that way before Entourage.
You thought you were Vinny
James? You said I am Queensbridge Liquor Store.
Oh, there you go. It's just insane. Like, this is like delusional psychotic behavior, it feels like.
Well, the fact is, all right, this is the standard thing of anybody who gets out of college and is just like, we were supposed to get, like, all the kids who are graduating college, like, we were supposed to get jobs now, blah, blah, blah. Like, how many of you people really needed a journalism degree in a dying medium? Like, it's the same kind of thing, like, with these girls. It's like, if they would have emailed even a single person from New York City who was 30, who moved there when they were 22, they would have been like, listen, it's not like that.
Yep.
But they didn't try. They used a television show, a fictionalized television show, as a basis for their life. They deserve everything they get.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I hope she got Santorum the fuck up.
If you want to be in the scene, you've got to stay in the scene. We had to go out nearly every night just to maintain being considered for these special invites. The drinks, the cabs, the clothes. Pretty soon, you've maxed out your credit cards. Obviously.
She had no steady income.
She's literally surprised that you can't find a rent-controlled apartment in Manhattan.
And you can't keep up your fucking lifestyle with no real fucking job.
Hold on. I mean, we used to go out all the time.
Like ballers.
Yeah.
We didn't go out like ballers. We went out quite cheaply. But we were at, like, popular parties when we were younger, when we were in our early 20s. We were out.
Yeah, constantly. Pretty much, five nights a week.
That's pretty nice.
But I guess we weren't in the scene, Chris.
But we kind of were. We kind of were. We got invited to stuff.
Yeah, but y'all wasn't paying max out to the fucking
No,
ass,
we weren't
right?
in the stupid
good.
Fucking dumb white kid scene.
Y'all wasn't buying fucking tuxes to go
out
and
but
shit.
But we were at street art parties that had free fucking Pabst at it, I'll tell you that
that's
much.
True, that's yeah, true. That kicks ass.
But see, that sort of thing went interest a Carrie type or her friend who's also like Carrie.
They'd consider that slumming.
Bradshaw.
Bitches.
It's really like when I first read this article, it was just it's like my brain was erased. It's ridiculous.
To be fair,
like maybe this is a work. Maybe she wrote this just knowing she'll annoy people. But if she really wrote this,
too much credit.
If she really wrote this, like trying to actually to talk to women of this generation that the tiny infinitesimal. Fucking part of the population that decided to move to New York because they watched a fucking TV show. It makes me sad.
Other than the TV show part, she did everything else like most kids from other parts of the country do anyway. Come out to New York, see if you can make it. Though her basis is what made it utterly fucking retarded.
Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is nobody would, it's the same thing. It's like he said, saw the first three seasons of Entourage. None of us were ever like, hey, you know what? Let's go out to fucking L.A. and become rich and bang fucking.
I'm pretty sure because though, some dude has fucking done that. Though.
Yeah, dumbasses.
Some assholes probably fucking, oh, they could do it.
I mean, I think I can get some acting work done, and I'll find a giant super agent, and then all my boys will move out.
All you gotta do is kill Jack Black, son.
Oh, yes.
Okay, and here's the end of the article. Here's what she learned. All right. Sex and the City may have been responsible for our move to New York City at 22, but long before we hit 30, we were ready to get out.
Wait, how long were they here for?
I don't know. Long before 30, maybe 26, 27. Maybe
it's not long before 30 at all. God,
but long damn. Before we hit 30, we were ready to get out. We made the move to Los Angeles this past October. And it's
oh,
been,
Jesus Christ.
So, and it's been positive in every way. We used to get stressed out about how everyone seems so much more relaxed out here. But now we've become those same chill West Coast people. Why? Because it's easier. Turns out you can get the same amount of work done, but people know how to switch off. They know how to get outside, take hiking meetings, dedicate time to people.
Take what meetings?
Hiking meetings.
Oh, I thought you said, because I know there's a lot of Jews out there. I thought you said something else.
No, I'm not a racist.
I was like, geez.
They know how to get outside, take hiking meetings, dedicate time to people. There's a creative energy flourishing that seems to be stifled out in New York.
Oh, word.
So a warning to the next generation of Carrie acolytes. Treat Sex and the City like Star Trek, a strange new world you will never visit except on television.
Oh, she needed right, so she needs life to kick in the ass to realize that
this
shit?
This skeezer and her skeezer friend moved to
Los Angeles. Them skeezers. They're not. Oh, I guess if they were dating 40-year-old JP Morgan guys, yeah,
dick,
they're skeezers.
Moved to Los Angeles from New York. It's, I don't know, I've never been to L.A.,
I've been there.
It seems like not a great... I've been to San Diego. And the California people seem... I mean, I guess they're more laid back.
Fucking beach
they
weather
seem
down
pretty
there.
Flaky.
Yeah.
But to say Los Angeles is more creative than New York, it's just...
It's a different...
It's
I think it's you get different
I mean,
stuff.
For vapid, clueless skanks, maybe Los Angeles is better. I don't know.
You know what's more creative? Because she's walking on that Chinese Boulevard with Spider-Man and all them fucking superheroes in. She might think it's real. She's quite the cunt, though.
I don't know if she's quite the cunt.
She
but
is.
I don't even know if L.A. is more laid back. I've never been to California.
No, they laid back there.
I'm sure you're getting fucked over just the same.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there's a scene. They're just not part of it because they're not 22-year-old fucking sluts anymore. They're 30-year-old women. And
they're
people,
washed out.
People are not bringing, like, rich assholes aren't showing them off at some club anymore. They're combining, they're trying to pin the perils of youth onto a city, and they're blaming New York City for all of their problems.
What were they doing? They were doing what pin and what?
The perils of youth, Johnny. Oh, okay. That's how I like to call it.
All right, it's Julia Allison, the one that's internet famous. She's been on MTV, a bunch of stuff. Some people might know her. She's vaguely familiar to me. She's 31, and she's originally from Illinois.
Where in Illinois? Peoria?
Wilmette? I don't know what the... Yeah, she attended Georgetown. So she's loaded. Daddy paid for that.
That's what I'm saying. They had no real fucking risk other than finding out life ain't a fucking TV show.
Oh, and while in college, she penned a dating column for the campus newspaper, The Hoya. Well, she literally just wanted to be Carrie Bradshaw.
Yep.
Wow. Well, Carrie lives in New York. I guess I'll move to New York, too.
I wanted to be Spider-Man. You don't see me trying to swing on things or get bit by a radioactive spider.
I wanted to be Al Bundy.
If you put a spider in the microwave to try to make it radioactive, it explodes.
Yeah, it does.
Unbelievable.
Just reading this article. It's in the New York Post. I pretty much read the whole thing, but if anyone wants to...
You get online too and shit.
It's a warning to a new generation of women.
Well, luckily there's no women that are listening to this, so...
Yeah.
They know better.
Ruin your life. It's just reading this, it felt like it's not, this isn't reality. It's not real. Like, no one can actually be thinking this. No one can live their life like this.
There's plenty of people that do. At least their early 20s. A lot of people live their 20s that way.
See, why can't everyone just been beat down as I am?
That's
as
what
soon
I'm
as my life start?
I was going to say, who the fuck?
It's just infuriating. Ever read something and just rage builds?
Yeah.
And it's not because...
Well, to be fair, too, I guess, not to play devil advocate, but if you had your dad's money and shit backing you up, you could probably, like, afford, I guess, to chase your fucking retarded fantasy. So, other than, you know, knowing that a dude don't want to dick you when you hit 30, you know, fuck it.
Disgusting.
Eh, well.
Well, I mean, that kind of dude doesn't want to. I mean, a 40-year-old guy who just
after
got divorced from his,
they,
his first
down,
wife. Yeah, they're going.
They're not, Plus, to be fair,
you're not
really
interesting.
She's really not that hot. I don't, you know. She don't really have like good cheekbone structure, like for giving BJs and stuff.
I don't think that plays into giving BJs.
Like her nose looks kind of oily, so like if you try to hold her nose and shit, it's like it's gonna slip.
Not too many people are into that.
I'm just saying, she likes fantasy shit. You never know, dog.
She does like to fantasize.
Maybe put the little leather mask
there was
on.
I don't think
like,
they ever did an episode of Sex in the City about holding a girl's nose while she sucks her cock, Johnny.
They had that one wild chick on there that did dirty shit.
I somehow doubt that they ever did. I doubt they ever did an asphyxiation episode of Sex in the City.
The ratings would have been huge, son. I would have tuned in for that.
You would have had to know that it was happening before.
It'd be on TV Guide or some shit special like that. Next week's episode. Oh,
a very special episode of Sex in the City.
Oh, yeah.
Where Skank 2 gets choked within an inch of her life, but loves it. They have an intervention, so she doesn't end up like David Carradine.
Maybe that'll be in a new series.
Oh, man.
Maybe it'll be in the prequel, maybe. I feel like choking, like, really just... that's more of a new thing that people are openly talking
about.
Hell
no, it's not.
It's not new, but it's like something that people are just starting to openly talk about.
There's this horrific movie called Ken Park. You saw Kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
seen Kids?
Yeah.
What's the guy's name who did Kids? Why can't I?
Clark?
Larry Clark?
Yeah.
So he did a movie called Ken Park. I think it was banned. Yeah, Larry Clark. It was banned in America. I think it was like, it's because it was just too graphic. And there was an asphyxiation scene where a kid just ties his fucking a belt around his neck and just starts jerking off. And Larry Clark shows him jerking off and coming. It's quite disturbing.
Jesus.
Made Bully.
A kid?
Yeah, like I guess 16-year-old or something, 17-year-old. Yeah, and in the same movie, is a 16-year-old who bangs his mom. No, not his mom. Who bangs
stepmom?
His girlfriend. He's banging his girlfriend, and then bangs his girlfriend's mom too.
Oh, nice.
And then there's another kid in the movie who has an abusive dad, and then at one point in the movie, the dad like is pissed drunk, has been drinking all night, goes into the kid's room. Crawls into bed with the kid and shoves his hand on the kid's boxers and starts like kissing him and whatnot. But then the kid freaks out, kicks him off. And then at the end of the movie, over the credits, like three characters who didn't even interact, three kids who all never interacted during the actual film, all start banging each other. And it's just like all three of them, just two dudes and a chick, just banging each other.
See, I like Larry Clark, man. He lives in his fantasy world. He makes that shit happen.
Yeah,
dude.
I don't know. It's really disturbing.
You know what's crazy?
He just likes young skateboarding white kids.
No. His first three movies were fucking Kids, Bully, and Ken Park. All technically child porn.
Yeah.
And Bully, he had them kids, and it was technically based on a true story, but he had them watching like the two lead dudes were watching like guys go at it, and they were showing their friends like, yeah, you want to look at something real gay, son? And then they watch it, and then Larry Clark is just making them watch that shit. So yeah. Larry Clark is pretty creepy.
Yeah, he's very creepy.
Oh,
and then the kid that the asphyxiation thing. Did you see The Wire?
Yeah.
Remember season 2? Ziggy Zabotka?
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
he's the kid who's jerking off and asphyxiating himself. What? Very disturbing. That kid's had a weird career. Well, that's so... Yeah, Ken Park's terrible movie. Probably shouldn't have to watch it. Oh, and then the movie begins with a suicide. The kid just shoots himself in the head. Mm. Probably not the best thing to watch. So in South by Southwest, a New York ad agency started putting Wi-Fi dongles around homeless guys' heads and then charging people $2 every 15 minutes for the Wi-Fi. I didn't have a problem with it, but it seems everyone else did.
I think that's ridiculous.
I mean, the next day, the Post ran a big cover story on it, and then interviewing homeless guys. Some homeless guys were like, yeah, man, that's nothing, man. I make more money just hustling. Screw that. I don't need that shit.
I honestly think, though, like, all right, let's say you have that in New York.
Yeah.
You give those to some of these guys. They charge, you know, whatever. Maybe the front says, the front of the shirt said what? I'm a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Hey, yeah. I'm Chris Stanley. I'm Chris. I'm a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Yeah, so you just put an ad for something on the back, like, you know what I mean, whatever company. Mm-hmm. But then you give these guys a chance to make some money. Like, a guy sitting in the park, sitting in Washington Square Park, could make, you know what I mean, probably a few $100 a day. If you sit there for 8 hours.
Just being a Wi-Fi spot?
Just, yeah. Anywhere where there's a lot of people.
I'm pretty sure they got lunch, too.
I never.
People have data caps.
No, you know, it was a good idea. But now it's canceled, actually. They had too much heat.
They were doing it in Austin. No, I get that, but, like, all right, South by Southwest is a time that can work. They have these homeless people walking around fucking Austin anyway. Yep. These people need, basically, Chris, these guys created jobs and they're just getting, like, what? People are like, how is it demeaning to the homeless to give them a job?
Chris, I was down in Austin. I know from experience, dude, that, it's awesome down there. I mean, for Wi-Fi shit, because cell phone signals were crap. The data signals were crap because everyone's using their fucking cell phones. Everyone's using their laptops.
Yeah, festivals and stuff.
It was a good idea, but yeah, they buckled. They said they're not going to do it. They were like, this was just a test. We were just seeing what would happen.
They're not even.
Well, somebody else should just pick up that idea and do it.
Nah, but right, they said they're not going to do it here now either, right?
No, it's done.
That would have fucking came in handy, son.
Hell yeah, it would have. I'm telling you.
God damn.
Think about all the open air things that Bloomberg has put in the last few years in New York City.
And it's in Times Square alone. Just that they took out, like, what, three roads.
Exactly.
Put down seats so people can just sit down in the summer in Times Square.
But I'm saying most places, unless you're at a parade or something, you have good service in New York City.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
The parades are terrible.
Yeah, parades are the worst. But unless that's going on, you have good service. But people still have data caps on their phones. Mm-hmm. And Wi-Fi is just better than your phone's internet. Your phone's standard internet.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just got these guys sitting there, they're going to make money. These guys are just begging for money anyway.
Plus, they got to, like, be fucking clean and work, no, so but you kind of help them that way, too.
I'm just saying, don't you prefer a homeless person who provides a service, sings a song?
Yeah, I do. It shows initiative.
Yeah. Anything.
I prefer the sad ones that don't do anything except be sad.
Nah, I can't do that.
I have AIDS, and my kids are all dead, and then the kids that are still alive don't love me, and I'm in the shelter, and I just lost my job.
See, that's too fucking
And I'm
sad
not on drugs, true. But then I used to be. Fuck.
I'm not on drugs, but somehow in New York City, a place with $5 million pizza spots I haven't eaten in 3 days.
Oh, yes, sir.
$1 pizza's the shit.
If you don't eat for 3 days in New York City, you are a meth head. It's impossible.
And oddly enough, there aren't that many meth heads here.
Exactly.
No.
I have a theory on that.
What's your theory?
I think the powerful cocaine lobby keeps out all the meth dealers. Because it makes no sense. Why is there no meth in New York City?
Well, it's all in Chelsea. It's all, you know, the game in West Village.
Yeah, but they pay, it goes for $120 a gram.
What?
Yeah, exactly. You know how much that shit is in the Midwest? $30 a gram.
Yeah, it's a...
Damn. We should all just start moving meth.
Fucking
screw it.
Fun time, son.
Yeah, so the homeless thing, that's done. I don't know if you guys watch Luck on HBO, but it got canceled.
Never had a chance.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
It's a show about horse racing, and their third horse was forced to be euthanized, which is terrible for the poor horse.
Okay.
Not really.
But so that gets canceled. But to tie it in, the Aqueduct racetrack here in New York, 16 horses have died in the last 14 weeks.
God damn.
So wait, why did...
Horses are dropping left and right in the Aqueduct racetrack. Like, literally, like, fucking... They're going out onto the
Why is that so
track.
Funny to you?
They're going out onto the track and euthanizing the horses on the track. Yeah, Yes, I know. Yes, it's hysterical.
They're going out onto the track and doing it?
Yeah, and euthanizing it because they can't move the horses.
What do they do? They just give them a lethal injection now?
I guess.
I thought they still were blasting them in the face with shotguns.
Nah, they can't do that.
Or using the thing like they use for the cows, like the from No Country for Old Men. The
can't use that
air gun or whatever.
Yeah,
they. I think they shoot them in the fucking shoot them up with a needle, put them out in about.
So I want
6 minutes.
I want the aqueduct to close down now.
No, you don't.
Just keep the racino open.
You don't. You don't want that at all.
So it's now just an Eno. But seriously, this is ridiculous.
Luck could get lazy and just do a green screen with horses racing in
the
back.
See, that would not be good.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, David Milch already said it's canceled. It's done.
Yeah, they have to. I guess.
And I'm going
to
start lobbying.
Was there a huge outrage because of it?
Like, no. Not the
so people are just preemptively doing stuff?
No. Fucking no, PETA,
PETA was,
so,
excuse
so,
me. PETA was pissed at them. Some people say it's a conspiracy that HBO is like, screw it. Not enough people are watching this thing anyway. Let's just cancel it. But
that makes sense.
But they had already greenlit it for a second season. So they were shooting the second season when this happened. And the first season isn't even over yet.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. But
it is a good way for HBO to get out of their contract.
I guess.
Not make all the episodes. Because people aren't really watching it. You're one of two people I know that watch it.
I know like three people that watch it, I think. But yeah, everyone says it's too slow. Most people just don't like it.
I just haven't checked it out yet. I haven't had a chance.
Don't bother.
They had a good fucking
it's
cast.
Not, yeah, there's no
nothing's
point.
Gonna come of it. I don't even know if I'll watch the last two episodes. I guess I shouldn't. It's just gonna be disappointing.
Maybe they tie everything in and shit. Maybe you get to see the horse getting put down.
No.
You don't see that enough.
Stop it, Johnny. Come on, buddy.
Feel kind of bad now, though. What's Dennis Farina gonna do? He's not fucking a daisy. He's fucking pushing up there. They already canceled Law and Order. Where's he gonna go?
I'm sure he'll just rely on his money that he has.
He's the man, son. Him, Nick Nolte. That's a pretty good cast. I'm not really into horse racing.
It's a good cast. It's a good cast.
Hoffman's a fucking gangster, right?
I'm sure if I started watching it, I would like it. Because it's not completely based on suspense like every other show right now, right?
No, Nick Nolte.
Me and Johnny got into a huge argument.
Shit?
Yeah, I hate it.
You still on that
I won't
shit.
Start any new shows.
What do you mean?
Jesus
every
Christ.
Single show ends in every episode of every show ends in a cliffhanger.
Not every fucking show.
Most. And I won't start new shows because I refuse to be fucking
season
taken hostage for six fucking seasons wanting to know what happens.
Well, so, when's the last time that's happened to you?
Breaking Bad.
They did that for the fucking season finale,
just,
though.
I didn't watch this. Huh?
It's just five seasons, and they're going to end it. They're going to
end it.
Yeah,
that's it. Next season coming up.
Yeah, finally.
June.
But it's been 5 years that I'm just going like I'm waiting for new Breaking Bads to come out. I'm waiting for...
So it's something to look forward to.
That's what I'm saying. They need a reason for you to come back. If they tie everything together every season,
if it's a good show, you'll come back.
I don't know. There's not too much.
I just watched the new South Park. I've seen every single episode of South Park. I just watched the new one last night.
South Park does that show every once in a while.
Twice in 20 years.
It's a fucking animated series. They haven't grown up and got no
time. How was the new episode? I didn't see it.
It was very good.
Oh, yeah. They did a good.
Don't even tell me.
They did a good send over the nanny state. I'm not going to tell you any of the jokes.
Don't tell me any jokes. I like to hear jokes. Fresh.
Don't want to butcher it.
Don't butcher the jokes.
But I'm just saying, I'm sure we can
or
think
the
of...
horse meat.
Yeah. Well, what about, all right, the original Law and Order was on for, what, 20 years?
Nah, yeah. Something ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's not a cliffhanger show.
There's a couple episodes.
Yeah, a couple edit. In 20 years, Johnny.
Everybody does.
Week to week to week. And all these shows.
Breaking Bad didn't fucking do that. They only do that for the season endings. That's about
you're
it. Every out
of your
show,
mind.
I'd say yes. But Breaking Bad does that for season finales.
They do it the entire
and they
thing
tie it in at the end
suspense.
Anyway. Actually,
it's not as bad as the other shows that do this,
okay.
But it does it a lot. Like Lost is the worst offender.
I've actually
24.
Never seen that.
All these
Boo Lost.
Never
Boo.
Seen that either.
Boo Lost. The Hatch. Open the Hatch.
I don't.
You guys don't get it. There's a hatch, and we gotta find stuff inside of it.
Have you ever tried to explain Lost to people and just fucking they just stare at you?
No, because I don't care enough to try to explain it to anyone.
Damn, son. Thought you were big. Didn't you have like an Abrams fucking t-shirt and shit?
No.
Interning here, no?
I didn't have an Abrams t-shirt.
Oh, no? All right.
No, that's might have been Pitsy. He loved Lost.
Yeah, he was weird that way.
I guess like that TV show makes you weird. I don't know. What do I know, dog?
Saying the A-Team used to do that shit, too, sometimes. There was that one episode.
Twice
with Hulk Hogan.
Ever. You're not... Well, I don't even know why we're still talking about shows that don't do this. They did it twice ever.
Stop it.
Every show on TV. Alcatraz, Fringe.
I haven't gotten into that either.
Yeah, I refuse to. I already know what's going to happen. I won't watch them.
What's going to happen? They're going to get canceled before any answers.
Exactly.
Probably Fringe, yeah. That,
just like flash forward.
What was that? Yeah, I heard about that show was pretty bad. They canceled that show Hater, which looked like shit.
What show?
That was with Mario Lopez, where he'd take fucking stars to meet people that were hating on them on the internet.
It got canceled?
Oh, it got canceled after like 3 episodes. They had Snooki yelling at some dude, Kim K yelling at some dude.
I like Jersey Shore. And I like that Snooki's pregnant. Is that weird?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. They're going to get another like 5 seasons out of that shit.
Oh, God.
That's how she's getting her spinoff. That's why she's pregnant. That makes perfect sense.
Whatever.
Why wouldn't somebody making millions of dollars take birth control? If you were making millions of dollars, you wouldn't want a fucking kid. Perfect sense now.
Get that jizz in you.
Because she's a slut, son. That's why.
Yeah, but if you were a slut, wouldn't you take birth control so you could keep fucking whoring around?
I have something to tell you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You knocked up Snooki?
Project X is better than Animal
Don't
House.
Fuck around, son. Oh.
No other discussion is needed. Because both you guys know it's true.
I haven't even watched that shit.
Animal House doesn't have any shaky cams. It's not found footage. There's no cars.
Wait, shaky cams? I don't...
They have cars. What the fuck are you talking about?
There's no cars thrown into pools. There's no midgets in ovens.
Whoa.
What? What does Animal House have? What? John Belushi? Huh?
They got fucking, what's that shit? Statutory Rape, which is pretty funny.
Oh, it's Dan Knights.
Good shit.
No, thank you.
Guy who played Otter.
Doesn't sound like LMFAO to me. Or even the Mega Upload song.
That is a good point.
So, you guys can suck my dick because Project X is better than Animal House.
The only shit going for Project X is that kid that was on the Bang Bros.
Wait, Frank Willard is in fucking Animal House.
Who?
Is he?
Fred Willard?
Who's Fred Willard?
He was in the Batman cartoon and every other thing that exists.
Fred Willard, for real?
Don't know what you're talking about. Was he in Project X, though?
Probably.
No, I doubt it. Project X is for people of my generation.
Oh, your generation.
The YouTube generation. Me and my boys. My bro dogs.
You're going to fucking throw a party at your fucking crib, invite like 1,000 people, burn shit down? Say?
Actually... In Houston, Texas,
I know.
Someone threw a party, but then it got broken because of Project X, and then it got violent after several people were firing guns, which resulted in the death of one of the kids.
Look at that. There's never been an Animal House caused fatality
that we know of.
The party was inspired by the film Project X, and the kids even spray painted the movie's title on the mansion's walls. That's hysterical.
Nice. That's pretty good.
That's mad funny.
All right, I might be fucking turning over a leaf. This shit sounds pretty good. I felt kind of old hating on the movie. But
I wasn't hating on it.
You guys are hating on it.
I'm not hating on it by saying it's not better than Animal House.
And if you old dudes can't get in the fucking touch with my fucking shit
that's what I'm saying, son.
Like Nicki Minaj.
That's what I'm saying.
You and on a party rock. And you guys party rock?
I don't know what that is.
I don't do that at all.
Well, you guys are missing out. And because you can't adapt and like new things, life's just going to pass you by.
Yeah.
So go home and watch your Animal House on VHS or Betamax or whatever you old dudes do. And I'm going to be rocking my fucking Blu-ray on my 3D HD television.
Son. Watching your shit.
And I'm balling out, spray painting Project X on the walls of my
Put midgets in ovens and shit. Nice. I hear you.
So you guys get me?
Why would the youth need a man cave?
It's because I'm a baller. Because I'm a YouTube generation baller. That's why.
Probably end up on Bang Bros.
Who knows? Nice.
See, that's
what's Bang Bros? I'm a Reality Kings guy.
That's part of that company anyway.
All people fuck each other in a bus.
Yeah. It looked fun, though. That kid got to come on Ashley O'Ryan, so good for him.
It's not even...
You see the fat kid from Project X?
Yeah, that was him. He got to do that.
You know that for a fact, or are you just making things up again?
No, it's on TMZ.
Don't bing it.
No, right there. Look, TMZ.com. It'll pop up on front page. It was pretty good, though. I was shocked he got I thought that was actually they got fucking stars and shit to do it, like independent porn actors. But they
I
really
can't believe you old fuddy duddies know what TMZ is. It's crazy. What did you guys see that shit on, like AOL.com or whatever, wherever you guys go?
You're the oldest person I know, and that includes my grandparents.
Oh shit.
You know what? When you spread lies about a bro dog like me, don't really appreciate that. Because I'm just trying to help you guys out, and instead you're shitting on me. I don't like that.
Me and
fucking
like,
I'm trying to extend the olive branch, and you guys are shitting all over me.
I'm just trying to save up money to move that nice fucking retirement home in the Netherlands. Well, I don't have to hear about Project X and shit.
Dementiaville, where they just pretend it's the 50s?
This is my generation's music.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Jesus. I like all my music in commercials.
Why do you have a pink polo on, man?
Because I'm a baller.
Where did you get
I'm
that
a young
shit?
Project X baller.
Oh, my God.
I like crazy nonsense.
You can kind of see that movie doing well. Is it doing well?
I think they're breaking even. They're getting killed, though, on fucking reviews, but what the fuck does that matter?
Listen,
anyway,
man, that old media bullshit doesn't matter to my generation.
I was kind of shocked MTV was hating on them kind of hard. You'd think they'd be pushing that shit. That's their demographic.
MTV's getting a little old.
I'm from whatever happened to Kurt Loder, son. Or Loder, whatever the fuck.
He's dead.
He died? Damn.
No, I made that up.
Yeah. Budget was $12 million for this movie, and they made 50.
So far.
Come on, this is our shit. Come on, you guys want to dance with me?
No, I'm good. Son.
This is based on the Australian kid, though, right?
I have no clue.
Oh. I figured such.
He was the inspiration for the movie, I think.
Yeah.
Like someone posted that, like this, whoever made this up must have, you know, seen this dude.
The funny shit in the movie, the kids don't really do any time. I think one of them has to pay like $4,000 or some shit back.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened to the kid in Australia.
In real life, though, there was a kid in Anaheim that ended up paying like $130,000 in damages.
Really?
For throwing a party like that.
Jesus.
That's good shit.
I'm sure the kids in Houston they're probably going to all end up in Texas. You know what they do? If you have no prior crimes and you get caught with something, they make you go to jail on the weekends. You get out of school and go right to jail. They give you 6 months worth of time, and you have to work that off on weekends after school.
Oh, man, that fucking adds up.
Yeah.
You can still have a social life, though, after school and shit.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, fuck it.
But every Friday when you get out of school, you got to go right to jail.
When you got out? That Sunday night?
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Just in time to come back and go to school.
Could be worse. It's not like you're doing like real time and shit.
I love
it'll
going
fun,
to school.
So.
It's great.
You going back?
Well, no. I mean, I'm in high school. I'm a high school senior.
That's what I'm saying, son. I say that shit every Wednesday when they let out already.
And, you know, me and my dogs went over to go see Project X like for the third time last week. It was crazy. It was totally nuts. Seriously.
Did you have on Skittles, Air Force Ones, and shit? Just
chilling
out.
I'm always
outside?
Rocking my Bapes, dog.
Goddamn,
shit's expensive, dog.
I don't think they wear that anymore either, son.
I don't know. Hey, you want to hear about someone who drinks piss?
Yeah, might as well, son.
Is it better than Animal House?
Could be.
Good one, Johnny. God. Jesus Christ, you're breaking the studio.
All right,
so what is this, My Strange Addiction?
I know you guys are old. I know you guys are old, and you don't like new stuff. But, yeah, this is My Strange Addiction, I Drink Piss.
Is it called I Drink Piss?
I don't know. I can't remember.
My name is Carrie. I've been addicted to drinking my urine for over 4 years.
Me too.
Carrie has consumed over 900 gallons of urine since her addiction began.
What a world, dog.
But drinking out of a glass isn't the only way Carrie gets her fix.
This is a neti pot. I use it for nasal drinking. Yeah. It's kind of tricky. You gotta do it just right and breathe at the same time while you're
thinking of vomit.
Just putting a little teeny bit in there and swallowing at the same time. When you're nasal drinking, the pain is different than any pain I've ever experienced.
Most people in Carrie's life don't know about her unusual addiction.
Carrie smells
today,
like piss
she's
all the
finally
time.
Ready to tell her friend Denise what she does behind
the real life Carrie Bradshaw.
I'm kind of nervous a little bit. You feel naked and vulnerable because there's so much judgment that goes on. is not accepted. It's taboo. Well, I had a dream.
This bitch seems like a fucking character from Portlandia.
Yeah, she really does. They both do, actually.
Is that Fred Armisen? Yeah.
I drink almost all the urine that comes out of my body.
I drink your piss.
All of it.
Drink it up.
Oh, yeah, almost son. All.
Almost all.
There will be piss.
Well, it tastes like water to me.
Oh.
Really? After 4 years. Oh, so you've been doing that 4 years? All day, every day.
My vomit.
I drink it through my eyes.
Oh my
god. Like an eyedropper. It's a little cup I use called an eye cup. Only I put urine in there and
through her eyeball?
Jesus Christ.
That's crazy.
She really talks like Fred Armisen in Portlandia. Mm-hmm.
And I rub it the old.
Yeah, I could see me like it's holistic.
A week or two, or, and rub the age stuff on my skin.
You said the age stuff?
Age stuff.
Oh.
She's very disturbing.
I could definitely see that being a Portlandia sketch.
Wait, I didn't get why she did this shit with an eyeball, though. What the fuck is that?
I guess she just poured, like, your nose and your eyes and your
mouth. Well, it's obviously a pain thing, partially. Like, God, if she say, like, what she was saying about the neti pot, I mean, you pour piss in your eyes, I'm imagining it's going to hurt.
Burn like a motherfucker,
I guess
bet.
It's going to hurt.
Especially if it's, like, double piss. It's, like, mad acidy.
Oh, God.
I'm wondering how funky her piss is by this point.
I don't know.
It must always smell like asparagus.
Well, if she's pissing that much,
for some reason, like drinking piss has always like gnarled me a little bit, and I don't really care about anything, but
yeah,
because it would be warm. You couldn't just slug it back.
It just comes right out. It's like fucking eating your own shit. I don't think that it ever like.
I'm gonna vomit.
It's not gonna be your thing.
All right, I'm gonna have. Oh wait, what is that? I'm gonna go on my Twitter account. I don't know if you guys know what Twitter is. I'm gonna go hashtag my strange addiction, Project X. Can't stop watching this movie.
Oh man.
That's fucked up though, huh? This lady just chugging piss.
Is her teeth falling out because of the piss?
No, this
no, that's somebody else.
Oh, there's something else that's
no,
on?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, she's drinking her own piss. Like I said, man, it's I mean she eats beets one day.
I'm sure she knows what to eat from now on, you know? Like.
Oh, shit. I'm pretty sure she has, like, a gallon of that shit in the fridge for backup, just in case she goes dry.
She says she ages it and rubs it into her skin.
Oh,
the
God.
The product she
that's
runs
That's, like,
into
really
her.
Next level. She's just, like,
this next level.
What?
She's just, like, this, like sweet little old white lady, like, hi, I have some cats.
Yeah.
Now, she talks weird.
I wanted to be a novelist, but, you know, it. Things just didn't work out
instead,
that way.
I drank my own piss. And
I would laugh if
that
was the chick from the Sex and the City arc, because she really broke down from New York like that.
Holy
just
shit. It should be.
That's going to be her in a few years.
Once LA spits her out, too. Where's she going to go after LA? Where's she going to move? Vegas?
Reno? Oh, man.
The Vegas sounds about right.
Yeah.
When shit
or
goes,
Miami.
Miami works.
Maybe.
New Orleans. I feel like New Orleans is the next step.
No. Probably Miami. Hicks might have it right there.
Yeah.
And then fucking Vegas. When shit goes bad in Vegas. There's no coming back from that.
No, if she's in
you don't leave,
if
son.
She's in L.A. are already, like, going to Vegas is nothing, you know? I mean, she could travel to Vegas. That's like a day trip, Johnny.
Okay. She's at the bar today.
Not a day trip. It's a three-hour drive, isn't
it? It's like a day trip, Chris. Listen, you guys are kind of old. And,
yeah,
you know,
I'm front. I don't know if we can keep up with you anymore there, young buck. I still watch Martin at night. I don't know if you know what that is.
I don't know. I watch Homeboy from Outer Space.
Okay.
I don't think that's a YouTube generation thing. I think you just seriously dated yourself as that show was on six times in 1994.
I think you guys are wrong.
Wouldn't you have been 1 year old?
1 year old?
My parents taped it for me. They TiVo'd it, dog. They DVR'd it, rather.
TiVo's more of a 99 invention.
They DVR'd it. It's on my DVR at home. On my HD 3D television. I'm kind of a baller.
Okay.
Is that why all the headphones in here have been replaced with Beats by Dre?
It all sounds terrible in my
ears.
It's my Dre Beats.
Everybody got different colors on that shit. I like it. You know who's
my,
is who's.
I got my Android phone. I got my Dre Beats. I heard my shit right. I heard all my tunes. Got my LMFAO, dog. Got my...
Fucking remixing music on your phone, pretty boy.
I got Diplo, dog, right?
He's oh, like, man.
Diplo, that's a person, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. I never heard that.
Like, he was in a BlackBerry commercial.
Diplo? I don't know who the fuck that is.
I'm listening to Ends in Paradise right now.
All right, there you go.
I'm on Dre Beats. I'm on Dre Beats. It's only $800 for these earbuds. It's totally worth it. Look, there's a little bee on there. Why, you guys don't got Dre Beats?
No.
Nah, that's not the, really my... I still have my old Walkman in my crib.
So. I don't even know what that means. Get the hell out of here.
I definitely realized I was old when I had to Google what Twitter was.
Yeah. No shit for it.
That's how I knew I was getting old. Yeah, it's kind of weird because previous generations knew they were old when they had crippling pain from working for too long. But I had to Google what Twitter was and then wanted to kill myself.
Yeah, hating on Project X kind of made me feel old. That was about it, though.
Well, maybe you guys just embrace my culture.
I'm not going to do that at all. Why are you braiding your hair, son?
I'm going to go on my Tumblr blog. I'm going to post some stuff. I also got a food blog. I'm 16.
What's your food blog about?
It's kind of like gastropubs and like food trucks. But you guys would know about that because like I only get updates on my Tumblr about it. What? Also, Homeboy's Now Spacers from 96 to 97. There's 21 episodes, so fuck you guys.
All right.
Oh, so you were three when it was on? That was your Teletubbies?
It was on my parents' DVR. They were like, yo, little bro, you should be watching
little
this.
Little bro.
And like, Jeff and Kate, you know, my mom and dad, I just call them Jeff and Kate because we have that kind of relationship. You know, they were like, hey, watch this TV show. It's great.
They used to put new songs on your iPod for lunch and shit every day. Just new songs.
What's an iPod? I have an iPhone.
You have an iPhone. Very
and,
nice.
And an Android. And an iPad 3. And a Kindle Fire. See, now you guys don't know about any of this
shit.
I know
none of this shit. If you want, later after the show, you can come to my house and hang out. Just
where
me and you, son.
Where you live?
I live in the Bronx.
I don't go anywhere outside of Billy Burke. I got this great loft space there. It's great.
Half pipe built in there?
No, we have an old pool we go to.
Hang on, friend. That really made you sound older. If you had your own crib, you'd build one of those in your crib?
No, I knew somebody who had a loft in Williamsburg with a backyard and had a half pipe in
no
it.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have an in-ground pool that we skate in.
In the fucking loft?
In Williamsburg, there's an in-ground pool.
They want to go skitching later.
What the fuck is that?
That's where you hold on to the back of a car.
If you have to ask, you'll never know.
I don't.
They had that way back when me and you were kids, Johnny.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what you are. That.
Look, back in the 90s when we come from, people did it with rollerblades. Now they do it with their longboards.
I gotta call Jeff and Kate, get some more money in my account. A little light.
Do you find Ben Stiller funny?
Who's that?
It's just fucking Project X, that's it. Are you like Joan Hill? You get to see the new 21 Jump Street? Me and Chris are going tonight. You want to come hang?
Isn't that show from the 80s? That's like 30 years ago.
They remade it, though. It's Jonah Hill and...
I don't watch remakes.
Oh, what?
That's old person stuff. What? I just watch new shit.
So what do you watch other than Project X?
It's Project X. My teen mom.
There you go. Yeah, that shit looped on your fucking Droid phone.
Yeah, I'm just...
That shit to make calls, I'm pretty sure.
I'm streaming it on my iPad 3. You guys like this stuff, right? Oh, you don't even know how to use it.
I don't.
You guys know what a touchscreen is?
Yeah, semi.
Great.
Chris has two of them.
I do.
I gotta get out of here. Project X is on. I'm gonna go catch a matinee showing of it.
So, what do you do after Project X?
Smoke some spliffs.
With your boys?
With my bro dogs.
That's what you call them? What, you call them bro dogs?
With my bro dogs. We go out slaying.
Oh, shit,
we
son.
Slay mad ass. Listen, seriously, I got to get out of here. Jeff and Kate, they're going to pick me up. I don't have my license yet.
That's what's up. You haven't heard somebody say split for a long fucking time.
It's because you're so old.
Yeah, that's what it is. You just bring shit back, but it's new because you're bringing it back. Nice.
That was fast.
That was 45 minutes?
Yeah.
You've listened to High Society Radio. I don't know if you've learned anything today. I don't know. I mean, I guess go see Project X.
Shut up.
Don't trust homeless people in Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just trying to rob you. If I was homeless, I would just save up my nickels that I beg for one of those shirts that says that. I'd be like, nah, dog, we doing that.
You yeah. good, dog. Yo, dog.
Let me get that donation, son. I'll give you this password. The password's eating dick, motherfucker. You almost got run off the block.
I just gave you the name of the hotel and everybody. Like, yeah, it's the Sheraton. Type that in and then walk away, son.
You are really going to take $2 from a homeless motherfucker?
I'm a baller. Take it.
And then if you only have change, they give you a dirty look and shit.
Like, it's an hepatitis medication. Nah, you're not going to get medication.
Heroin is my medication.
Basically. All
right, that's it for us. 2 in 2 weeks. We're like fucking great people. Bye.
I must have whiskey, all you know why.